The word of the Lord from Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and the Spirit of the Lord brought me out and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. It was full of bones. And he led me all around them. There were very many bones in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy. Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you. I will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you. And you shall live and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling. Can you help me? And the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act as the Lord.'" This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. I invite the city kids to head out for a special word. Must admit, that's maybe my favorite part. let's pray for the kids. God, thank you for children. Children that run. God, may we learn from the children to run with excitement into your presence, to be excited to be together, to hear your word, to spend time in your presence and play. To play in your presence. God, may you meet our children in a profound way, that your spirit breath would enliven their hearts, that they might follow you all of their days. God, may you breathe your spirit into us that we might know that these are our children that you've entrusted to us. God, that the waters of baptism have bound us together in this strange family. God, we thank you. Bless the teachers who lead the children today. God, may we welcome the children just as you welcomed the children in Scripture, and as God, you welcome us, and you invite us right up onto your lap, and you hold us. God, thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm Lori, by the way. It is Lent. This season, my church that I grew up in celebrated the church seasons, but I didn't really start appreciating the seasons until I worked in a church after college, and I've come to really love Lent, and I try to practice something, as some people do, like giving something up, and I have to admit, this week, I had made a commitment, and I have just, like, messed it up this entire week. Like, I just said I was going to do it, but this whole week has been full of failings, and isn't that the Lenten journey, that we're in this wilderness, and somewhat a friend counseled me at some point and had said, you know, like, isn't that the point, that Lent, we are suddenly like confronting in a very real way all the ways in which we distract ourselves and try to escape the things that are going on inside of us, the things that we run to instead of God. And so I've been thinking about that this week as I fail. And then in the midst of that, there's this real opportunity to receive God's grace. Thank God that we're on this Lenten journey in which I'm so confronted with my failing again and again. And I realize that on this journey to the cross, God's grace is just gripping us. Praise God. So I come to you this morning in my frailty and failings on this Lenten journey. And it seems good and right that Lent is a time for wrestling. I think of the story of Jacob. If you remember back in Genesis, Jacob has this moment where he's alone, at least for a moment, and suddenly this stranger comes to him, and they wrestle. And they wrestle all through the night until dawn. And this strange being is some figure of the divine. And in Lent, we're invited into this wrestling with God. So wrestle with me. Will you pray with me? Lord, Lord, I like certainty. Lord, I really hate contradictions. I hate the contradictions that I see in the world, and I hate the contradictions that live inside of me. And God, I have to ask. God, I have to ask, why, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Ezekiel, did you place him in the middle of a valley of bones? Why this place of bones, God? I don't want to be in a valley full of bones. You placed him there, and then you walked among all bones. It's a battleground. The bones are piled high. Look at you, God, and speak the God, my heart is breaking. I see the people in Mosul. God, I hear about this war and the violence that our country participates in, that God, I'm complicit in. God, the violence that keeps me safe, and the civilians were fleeing by, and they were fleeing by the bodies. There's the bones. They're in the valley. God, and I saw the pictures of the water lines for people in famine. Lord, in South Sudan, your people are thirsty, and all I could see were their bones poking through their skin. God, I see the bones of the earth and the ways that we treat the earth and our trash piles up. God, I see the bones piled high as a wall to keep people out. God, walls. They're everywhere, God. They're between countries. They're in cities, keeping people out of neighborhoods, keeping people out of my own heart. God, I see the bones of the prayers that I've prayed for decades. Prayers that feel like they've gone unanswered. Feels like a skeleton of a prayer. There's no life and no hope. After all these years, it feels so dry. Some days, God, I don't want to see the bones. I want to give them a proper burial. And other days, I'm furious because everyone's walking around in the bones and kicking them and don't see all the bones. And I just want to pick up and throw them. Throw them and wake up. Don't you see the mess we're in? Here we are, God. In this valley of bones, what's the meaning of bringing us here? And God, you asked Ezekiel, you asked him, mortal, can these bones live? And you remind him of his limitedness, his own impending death, by calling him mortal, and you ask him if the bones can live. And of course, I think, no, no, God, bones can't live. Their day is past. And yet I wonder why you're asking that you would only ask if this absurd question if bones can live, if there's another. And so I want to give the right answer, God. I want to give the right answer when you say, can the bones live? And I think have faith And yeah, there's some doubt in me, but I remember, God. I remember that you brought the people out of Egypt, out of slavery. You brought them through a sea, from a rock to give your people drink. You've multiplied the loaves. You revived Lazarus from the dead. You healed people. You fed people. I remember, God. But these bones in my life, the ones that I'm swimming in this valley, are these bones the bones that you're going to bring to life? They're so dry. So God, receive my faithful doubt. My faithful doubt. Lord God, you know. Lord God, you know if the bones can live. Your actions are so mysterious. I don't understand why some bones live. Sometimes you feed the people. Sometimes you save someone. Sometimes people die and they don't make it. And we were praying, God, and I don't understand your ways. Your ways are so beyond me. But Lord, you know if the bones can live. You created them when they were once alive. God, you declared it good. You know the depth. God, you have gone with me when I've made my bed in hell. Lord God, you know. But God, do you know? Do you know, God? Do you see? Don't you know death when you see it? I feel like the man who came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, do you believe? Do you believe? He answered, yes, help my unbelief. God, accept my faithful doubt. I want to believe. My eyes are too full of bones. They're crowding me in. I'm surrounded, God, but I have to believe. Lord God, you know. You know if these bones can live. You say to Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones. Hear the word of the Lord. God, crazy, holy boldness to prophesy to these bones. We need your faith to enliven our hearts, God. God, God, when Ezekiel started prophesying to the bones, I don't know if he believed or if he was just doing like you said. Rattle. The bones began to rattle. Coming together bone to bone, and God, sometimes that bone rattling feels like the earth is falling apart. Feels like the earth shuddering when Jesus breathed his last. Somehow the bones and resurrection are so close together. They're dancing in this intimate dance, and I can't quite tell, is it death or is it the rattling is setting me, feels like death, and I don't fully understand. Sounds like feet pounding pavement, rejecting injustice. Sounds like the cries that rattle the angels in heaven. God, it's like Ishmael crying, abandoned. Like Mother Hagar, God, you heard from heaven that small child's cry. Bones rattling. when the cords of death encompassed me, and the torrents of perdition assailed me, the cords of hell entangled me, and snares of death confronted me, in my distress I called upon the Lord. To my God I cried for help from his temple. He heard my voice, and my cry reached his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked, and the foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils, and devouring fire from his mouth, glowing coals came forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew swiftly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness covering around him, his canopy, thick clouds dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, there broke through his cloud hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the Most High, uttered his voice. He sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed them. Then the channels of the sea seen and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He reached from on high and took me out of mighty water, me, my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. Confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me. He delivered me because he delighted in me. He delighted in me. He delighted. So God, the bones rattled, God. But I looked, and there they were, and yet God, there was no breath in them. You brought together the bodies and the bones, and you put flesh on them and covered them with skin, but there was no breath. You said you were going to put breath in them. You said you were. God, keep reminding Ezekiel of his limitedness, of his limited breath by calling him mortal. Tell him again, prophesy to the breath now, mortal. Gosh, God, so hard to wait. Why does it have to take so long? And God, you tell us to the bold move to command your wild spirit. Who can tell you where to go? Who can see? But to the and God, breath comes. Better, more painful. It blows. Have to see dryness of bone. It laughs. Gosh, God, it heals us. It never knew. God, that we go. Want to go. Been to this place. Your spirit brings. Them. Brothers and sisters, God said to Ezekiel, "Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. That's us. Children of dust, mortal ones, these bones are us because we've received the gift of adoption into the family called Israel. The people Israel were saying, our bones are dried up. Hope is lost. We are cut off completely. And then God says, prophesy to them. I'm going to open your graves. I'm going to bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I'll bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, I will put my spirit within you and you shall live, and I'll place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord. I feel like we're here in the middle of the valley. Waiting for the empty grave. It's coming. And even now I feel like whispers of doubt in my heart. I thought I was going to enjoy this song, like whatever the sermon is, and it feels but I'll speak it anyway. Take heart. It's coming. It's coming. The grave is empty. The grave is empty. Jesus is risen. We're getting there. Not before the cross. There's still bones. Did you hear the word of God in Romans that was read earlier? Paul says, the Spirit is in you. The Spirit is in you. It's this declaration that is in you. Even when we doubt, he says you're not of the flesh, that you are not striving for worldly gain. Lord, help us, may it be true. It's a declaration and a call, an invitation into the Spirit of life. That this Spirit, the raised Jesus, is in you. What does that mean? The power is in you. It's in you. Bring whatever your dry bones are, the bones that are all around Durham in our world, in your life, in your heart. And God is just digging up the grave, reviving the dry bones. Wrestle well. and walk faithfully. Amen.